On the phone from Sweden, we have Richard Lindstedt, Product Marketing Manager for Novell Open Workgroup Suite. Richard, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Novell Open Workgroup Suite.
Well, the Open Workgroup Suite, we introduced that in 2006, and it's been really a great success for us. Feedback from partners and customers show that we did the right thing. It is a bundle of Novell products, so there are no kind of unique products that we don't sell standalone. But when they come together in the Open Workgroup Suite, that we've seen this success. So it's a flexible buying program. It's a cost-effective way, really, for customers to acquire a complete collaboration and infrastructure package from Novell, if you wish.
And what are the key elements of it?
So in 2006, and we still have those versions of the suite available, we have the Open Enterprise Server, the platform. We have SendWorks for systems management, GroupWise for collaboration. And then we have OpenOffice, the Novell edition, and SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop. So that is still there. But what we did last month, or in June 2008, we added a few versions to the Open Workgroup Suite family. So we actually added Novell Teaming.
Right. I use that myself. I find it actually to be a lot of use for recording my own experiences.
Yeah, no, it's a great tool. And obviously, collaboration with GroupWise, it's really effective in terms of managing your own personal information, your calendar, your tasks, and even sending emails, of course, and receiving emails. But listening to customers and partners now, they more and more are asking for kind of next generation collaboration tools where people can come together online, you know, in virtual teams and share information, they can search for information, and they can really become more productive in a great way. And that's why, as you know, Novell Teaming is a result of the acquisition of Sitescape. So shortly thereafter, we started our plans to include Novell Teaming into the Novell Open Workgroup Suite. And that is really what we did now in June 2008.
Now, Novell Open Workgroup Suite comes in a number of different flavors. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
In 2006, we introduced two versions. So we had the Novell Open Workgroup Suite cross-platform, which has the products I mentioned earlier. And cross-platform in this case means that you can deploy the back-end services or the back-end products on any of the supported platforms. So as an example, you can run GroupWise on Linux. If you have to, you can run OES on both NetWare and Linux while you're migrating and so forth. So that gives you a great flexibility there. And then you have the Novell Open Workgroup Suite Linux, which obviously allows you to deploy the back-end services on Linux only. Now, of course, you are allowed to use Windows desktops and run GroupWise for end users on Windows. And I remember specifically, I got questions on that in the beginning, you know, that how the heck can you run a full infrastructure only on Linux? And, well, of course you can, but I think most customers will have a mixed environment. So Linux in this case means the back-end services on Linux only.
Okay.
So those two versions we've had since 2006. Now, what we have added are new versions of the Open Workgroup Suite where we have included Novell Teaming. So we have, the Open Workgroup Suite cross-platform with Teaming. So again, you can deploy on any supported backend platform. And then we have the Open Workgroup Suite Linux with Teaming. Again, backend deployment on the Linux platform only. And last but not least, Novell Open Workgroup Suite with Teaming for alternate messaging platforms. It takes kind of 2 minutes to read that full name. But
wow.
What it means is the Open Workgroup Suite with Novell Teaming included, but it is for customers that are using another messaging platform than GroupWise. So GroupWise is not included in that version.
It's not included, but then do we have connectors to these other possible platforms?
Yeah, so Novell Teaming, which is the kind of relevant product to look at here, how will that work if you're not using GroupWise? And actually it does. It actually works with any standards-based messaging platform. In this specific case, we are looking at customers using Exchange and Notes, so we support them as well.
Great. Richard, we recently interviewed the product manager for the NOWS SBE product. How does NOWS compare and contrast both in package as well as in target audience?
That's a great question. Novell Open Workgroup Suite, you know, both those product lines share the same name or part of the name, so I guess it's a fair question. This proper NOWS, if you wish, the one we have been discussing today, is intended for all sizes of organizations, so it doesn't have any upper or lower limit, really.
Okay.
But as you look at the small business market and customers there, usually they are kind of price sensitive, and they also want to have products that are very easy to install. And they should have elements in there that is good for partners, that can help partners manage their customers' environment. So if we start by looking at the small business edition of the Open Workgroup Suite, it has a user limit of 200 users. So that's one difference. The proper NOWS has no limit, as you said.
Okay.
Richard, there are lots of products in the workgroup space from many different vendors. How does Novell Open Workgroup Suite compete?
Well, I don't think it's a secret that our main competitor in this space is Microsoft. And I think all our customers have a mixed environment. So to a degree, they are, of course, Microsoft customers as well. When organizations start to plan for an upgrade of their infrastructure, obviously, it's kind of natural that they would look at alternatives. And they are maybe a happy Novell customer today, but it's always healthy to kind of consider what options are out there. And so for those customers that are planning to do an upgrade, I think with the Open Workgroup Suite, we really have a great offer for them. And that's why it's been so successful since its introduction as well. So as an example, I think I mentioned that companies are more and more looking for kind of next generation collaboration tools like Novell Teaming. What we have heard from customers is that they have looked at the Microsoft alternative, which is called SharePoint. They really struggle trying to figure out how they would be able to use SharePoint. And if you start to deploy SharePoint, they will have dependencies on other products that need to be upgraded as well. So taking that into account, the kind of domino effect, you upgrade one piece and suddenly you find yourself having to upgrade, you know, a few others. Combine that with the pricing of those products, it's really a challenge for customers because I don't think IT budgets have you know, grown or will grow a lot going forward. So looking at our alternative instead, the cost for when acquiring kind of the product for upgrading the infrastructure, customers can easily save up to and beyond 70% on the licensing cost.
I imagine a large part of the reason for that is that Novell Open Workgroup Suite will deploy into your existing desktop environment.
That's true. We have really focused on interoperability, and we are constantly. So that's why we also have this version for customers that are using another messaging platform than GroupWise. So we want as many as possible to be able to take advantage of the Open Workgroup Suite.
And you don't have to upgrade all of your desktops and your servers and your services all at the same time.
Exactly. So you can continue to use the servers you have and, you know, any version of Windows, basically. Even Macintosh computers or Linux desktops are fine in our world.
Very good.
It sounds like it's a pretty modular product as well, meaning you don't have to install the entire package, the entire suite all at once. You can install the bits and pieces that you need and can upgrade to at that particular time. Is that correct?
That's true. I think one good word that I will try with my Swedish accent to pronounce is componentization. So that has been a great strategy, I think, on our side to not let any of the components be too dependent on a specific version of any of the other components included. So you're right.
Indeed, that seems to give us a great competitive advantage. With the different versions of the NOWS product that we have, how does one consider and make a determination which product to purchase?
That's a great question, and actually we touched on the small business edition, and maybe I start from that end. So as I said, it supports up to 200 users. It also has a simplified installation tool, so it's really meant for those small organizations with a partner that helps them to upgrade. So with the Novell Open Workgroup Suite, you have a lot of versions, obviously, but it's actually pretty simple. There are a couple of things or decisions you need to make. First of all, you have the cross-platform and the Linux version. So you need to decide if you need support for multiple backend platforms or only Linux. So if you're ready to deploy all your backend services on Linux, you should look for a NOWS version with Linux in the name. The other thing is, if you're not running GroupWise, as I said, you have the NOWS with Teaming for alternate messaging platforms. So that is a good start. Now, obviously, if you're not ready, let's say that you haven't upgraded any of your components in your infrastructure for a very long time, maybe you feel now that the Novell Open Workgroup Suite with Teaming contains too much for you at this point in time, you would like to start rolling out GroupWise and OES on Linux maybe. What you can do is to buy one of the initial available versions of the Open Workgroup Suite, and then you can always upgrade across these different versions. So that's one other thing to consider. You can always upgrade from the Open Workgroup Suite without Teaming to the newly added ones with Teaming.
And the upgrades would come with pricing that reflected the fact that you're upgrading from an existing version.
Absolutely. So the price for upgrading from a NOWS version without Teaming to a version with is actually cheaper than buying the Novell Teaming product standalone. One other thing I would like to add is that if, despite what I said here, you know, it's still confusing. We spent a lot of time putting an online kind of pricing tool on our website. So if you go to novell.com/nows and then look for the how to buy link. If you click there, there is a complete wizard that takes you through all these steps. It asks you questions, you answer those questions, and in the end, it will tell you what actions to take. If you need to upgrade, you know, one of your components you have today first, and then buy the upgrade to now, and so forth. So it's a really powerful tool that both partners and customers can use to figure out what's right for them.
And I imagine there's lots of other information about the features, the components, in great deal of detail.
Yes, absolutely. And again, as we added versions of Nows, which includes Novell Teaming, we also refreshed a lot of the content we have available, ranging from presentations, white papers, flyers, and so forth.
For the small business edition and the lower-end editions, is it possible to deploy multiple servers if that's necessary in your environment?
Well, there is an important difference between kind of the entitlement to number of servers in the small business edition versus the Novell Open Workgroup Suite. For the small business edition, you are entitled to deploy up to 5 servers. And those servers can basically be used for running any kind of application, any workload. You can, you know, run your databases, maybe your business applications, in addition to GroupWise, of course, and the components included with the small business edition of Nows. So that's one thing. But for the Novell Open Workgroup Suite and the Novell Open Workgroup Suite with Teaming, you are entitled to deploy an unlimited number of servers as long as they are only used for deploying what's included in the Open Workgroup Suite. So it can be Teaming, it can be GroupWise, iFolder, OES, FenWorks, but you're not entitled to deploy anything else. As if you need SuSE Linux Enterprise servers for running other workloads, maybe databases or business apps, again, you need to have separate subscriptions for those.
Okay.
To run those workloads.
How about virtualization, Richard? What sort of support do we have there in the Nows product?
SuSE Linux Enterprise Server 10 includes FEN virtualization technology, obviously. So that's a great thing, both for small businesses using the Small Business Edition, but also, obviously, for larger organizations using and Novell Open Workgroup Suite. And if you look at the Small Business Edition, I think it's worth mentioning that you are entitled to deploy up to 5 servers, I said, but those are physical servers. So depending on your hardware, obviously you can support a large number of virtual machines or guest operating systems. And actually the latest version of SuSE Linux Enterprise Server 10, Service Pack 2, supports virtualization of both Windows 2003 and 2008 servers. Actually, we are the first in the industry to support virtualization of Windows 2008, and Microsoft supports that as well. So again, if you're a small business in this case, or even a larger organization, it might be that you feel you are dependent on some Windows applications that you simply have to use. But that's not the problem. You can still roll out your Linux servers as the underlying platform for everything you're doing. And for those apps or applications that you need Windows support still, you can run them on top of your Linux platforms. So that's a great thing as well.
And there you get to keep your Windows environment without having to buy more hardware in order to run your Nows environment.
Exactly.
Keeping my environment current is going to be important for a lot of customers. What are my options with regard to maintenance?
I think some customers and partners, they know that if you talk about the bundle, they are afraid that to get any of the components updated, you have to wait until the whole big pack gets updated. And we took that feedback early. So from start, when we announced the Novell Open Workgroup Suite in 2006, we decided that for customers with maintenance, and maintenance, I will touch on that in a second, but one good thing with maintenance is that you are entitled to all new versions of the included components as soon as they rev. So that means that you may have to allow up to 30 days, but if you have maintenance, let's say that Open Enterprise Server comes out in a new version, within 30 days, you are entitled to download that new component. The same thing for GroupWise or a new version of OpenOffice and so forth. So customers don't have to wait. That's one great advantage of maintenance. Now, another thing with maintenance, which is fairly new, I guess maybe most customers and partners are aware of it, but it doesn't hurt to mention it. Now with maintenance, you actually get unlimited product support as well. And maintenance comes in 2 flavors, either standard or priority maintenance. And it differs in terms of availability of support, 12x5 or 24x7. But maintenance also includes support. I think that's the important takeaway here. Import and entitlement to all new versions of the included products.
Well, Richard Lindstedt, Product Marketing Manager for Novell Open Workgroup Suite. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Remember that Novell Open Audio is brought to you by Novell Users International, as well as Novell Incorporated. Most of our content is directed by our listener community, so please send us your feedback by email at openaudio@novell.com or by leaving comments on our website at novell.com/openaudio. That's it for this time. Have a good one.